part-time.
What is your role in the circus, Tim?
I don't really know anymore. I'm the operations manager, the front of house manager, the box office manager, the health and safety officer. I'm on tour with Bianco.
Yeah. And so, your roles are generally on tour.
Yeah, on tour, yeah.
Yeah.
Or connected with the tour. I'm just back to see a doctor about my eye. But we are, Bianco is in Begla, which is in part of Bordeaux, or just outside Bordeaux, to do shows there before we move to a small town called Auch, if I say that correctly, and then to Blagnac in Toulouse. And that's the end of the tour. We started back in April with rehearsals here in Cardiff, and then we went to Antwerp, and then we went to Prague, and then we're now in Begla.
And how many tours have you done then, do you think, Tim? Do you know?
I think I am the only person in No Fit State Circus who has done all the tented circus tours. And I reckon that's about 14 or 15. I'll count them if you want.
Go on then.
Take a chance. Dodo Island? No, 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 it wasn't.
Wish Washes?
Yeah, Wish. No, 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 that was the one before. Oh. So anyway, yeah, 91, 92, 93, 94. And then we had a... Oh, God, I can't remember now.
All of them, pretty much.
All of them, yeah. Including...
In the tent.
In the tent, mm. Yeah. So I haven't done some of the exciting stuff in the parks that Ali's been doing. First tour, I used to be able to use it, swing a sledgehammer and put the stakes in. I don't do that anymore. As I was saying before, we used to be the same age as the performers, Ali and Tom. I was 5 years older or whatever, and now they're children.
Young people.
Young people, they're in their early 20s, yeah,
But also, in terms of moving people around, presumably a lot smaller in the past than now, so... How's that transition been?
It's got easier because of tom-toms.
We used to get lost.
Yeah, we used to get lost. I still get lost because I don't have a tom-tom, you know. And I can't read maps because I'm with bad eyes, you know. Yeah, and it's just a bigger thing, but it's not that much bigger. It's on the same scale. It's not like a, you know, thousand or whatever.
So I was talking to you before about early tours, and you had one lorry and... A few caravans.
Yeah, and now we've got four Arctics, two other HGVs, and about 20 vehicles towing 20 other caravans, or 15 other caravans. An office truck and wardrobe with a washing machine in it. Kitchen trailer, kitchen tent for us to hang out in, and a big tent as well.
And once upon a while, we used to transport our own toilets. Can you remember that?
Yeah, I can, but I don't want to. Yeah, no. The toilets have improved over the years of No Fit State Circus. When we toured our own, I think it hit a low point, actually. I used to drive... the lorry that emptied the toilets.
Shitsucker.
And commonly known as the shitsucker, I renamed it the babe magnet. Because I used to drive past these attractive women who were hitching on the side of the road, and I thought, they'll never want to get in here. This is not fair.
Give us a short synopsis of... No,
that would
be cruel.
Go on, be cruel, Liz. Be cruel.
Your life with women on tour and around, that's an interesting one. No, I shouldn't really. I was just thinking magnet and no, the Africa's all this. And
I was just boring because I didn't have any girlfriends.
No,
and
I was also thinking about... the voice on a tom-tom, but that might have been Chris's.
No, that was me and Chris. Charlie told me and Chris off. Mm. He said, you've both fallen in love with this first tom-tom I'd ever come across. Chris had it, and we were driving to Germany together. And I said, we're not going to buy a map. I have trust in your machine, Chris. And it was perfect. But the woman's voice was so seductive. And Charlie, who was what at the time, like 2007 or 8 or something this was, he was a teenager, and he was quite upset by mine and Chris's attitude to this woman's voice.
So what else does Germany stick out in your mind for any particular reasons? I know there was, maybe you get
help. We went there actually in 2006, and it was the 60th anniversary of the first of this festival. So, and the festival's slogan was Coal for Art, Art for Coal. And in 1946, the miners in the area where we were, Recklinghausen, had worked an hour extra for free, so that this theatre in Hamburg could have the coal. 1946 in Germany, just after the end of the Second World War, it was probably quite a miserable time, and theatre was seen as something really important, and so they gave their coal for free, and then the theatre came and did a festival. 60 years later, that festival's still going. The mines aren't still going, but there's still an organisation, and these ex-miners came to see the show, like coming from South Wales. That was beautiful.
Was there any connection? Did they know about that kind of connection?
They knew that, they knew we came from Wales, and they knew, not when they necessarily booked us, but when the miners came, they knew we came from Wales, and they knew there were mines, or had been mines, in South Wales. Yeah, yeah.
That's an interesting story. So, is there any other tales of quirky places? Because you've been to a lot of places. Where's been your most favourite, your most challenging and your worst tour location? God.
My favourite is Castlemilk, which was also the most... And so Castlemilk is an estate probably built in the 60s, 70s on the outskirts of Glasgow. And part of their regeneration scheme that was happening was to empower the local people. They set up their own arts organisation, and so the local people booked us. And we went there, and there were two rows of Harris fencing around the tent as protection. And for the first time ever, there were these cameras on the tower blocks around us. And that I'd never even heard of CCTV. It didn't exist, but all of that was what... So they focused them on the tent to protect us.
And there was also a security guard and dog.
Yeah,
the tent.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm
not sure about that. And we became members of the local Labour Club. They thought that was the only place it would be safe for us to go and drink. And for the whole week we were there, I was amazed at how empty the bar was. And on my last night, I suddenly realised there was a queuing system, and you queued before the bar. And so for a whole week, I'd been pushing into this queue. It's one of my worst memories ever. Yeah, and no one said a word. Mm. They let this arrogant twat do that. And the shows went down so well. Mm. They absolutely loved us. They so loved us. First night, it was kids, just kids, and a mum. And I said, why are you just dropping the kids off? She went, you're cheaper than a babysitter. As she headed to the pub. But the next night, the mums came with the kids, and the night after that, the dads came as well. And they were so entertained and so enjoyed it.
It was really cheap to get in. It was only 50p, like a quid or something.
50p, so 2 quid, quid for the night. Yeah.
And yeah. Full tents.
Do you remember the sing-along session, though? It was these two blokes, and they did things like Letter from America. And everybody... In fact, when I say everybody, there was only 14 members of the public that turned up for this event, so they got all of us to come into it, because otherwise it was really empty. And they sat on one side of the seating and we sat on the other, and they kept going, OK, you sing the first verse and you sing the second verse. And it was like, but we've never heard of this Scottish song before. But they were really helpful and friendly, and that's when I first heard the song Postman Pat.
Postman Pat
ran over his cat. Blood and guts were flying. Postman Pat was crying. Jess was dying.
No, you're now drunk.
No, that's true. Sorry.
So that was your most favourite and perhaps your most challenging. Was it your most challenging?
No. The local arts officer who was working with the local community group to oversee our visit was also doing that with a dance company in the local community centre. And he stepped out the back to have a fag, and this car came flying around the corner, followed by another one that stopped, and this bloke got out and started shooting at the first car, and then suddenly saw the glow of the cigarette, went, "Who the fuck are you?" And he goes, "I'm the local community arts officer." And the bloke went, "Oh, that's all right then." Gets back in the car and shoots off the first one. That was Castlemill. There was also two people arrested having a sword fight just outside the tent.
Yeah, I remember the sword fight incident. I can remember buying things at the counter in the shop. I mean, it just had these big metal shutters on it and grids everywhere, and everything was behind glass.
So I went to on our first morning there, I went to the local news agents and said, "Can I have a Guardian?" And they went, "Oh, we don't stock that." And I went, "Oh, I'm going to be here for a week, so can you order me one? And, I'll get it tomorrow." And then went, "Oh, it won't be tomorrow. We'll have to write a letter." "Well, can't you ring up?" "Oh, no, we don't have a phone." "We'll write a letter and you should get it." And, don't bother. That was 1991, too? When was that? Anyway, it was then, and that was the state of Britain. But the people were so appreciative. It was great. And when we went to Belfast in 91, the audience...
Oh, Newtown...
No, not that time. No. No, we were right in the centre of Belfast. And we got off the ferry and arrived like at 5 o'clock in the morning. But we were wide awake. And then all of a sudden, a motorcycle policeman with a gun, and it was a real shock to see policemen with guns then, arrived, and everyone went, "Timmy, you're the straightest, go and talk to him," and pushed me out of the caravan. And I went over, and he went, "Oh, yeah, you're the circus. Yeah, we've been told you're arriving. Yeah, okay, right." And off he goes. So I go back in the caravan, and then, 5 minutes later, a car arrives, and three policemen get out with guns. And Tim, you're still the straightest. You go and talk to them. I went, Oh, yeah. So the motorcyclist's been by. He said he would be. We just want to see it. Everything okay? Yeah, good. Yeah. This is a bit of a no man's land. So, Catholics are there, Protestants are there. But, this is usually pretty safe. Yeah. And then they go. And then 10 minutes later, an armoured personnel carrier arrives, and 10 soldiers get out with rifles. And Tim, you're still the straightest. It's like, fuck. This all of a sudden got quite scary. And so I go out, and the bloke goes, "Oh, yeah, we've all got tickets. We're all coming with our wives and missus. Really looking forward to it." And the audience just absolutely loved us, and we didn't realise that there was a sort of cultural boycott on because of the troubles. No other arts groups were going there, and we were just so naive. We just rock up, hey! We'll tie a bit of red and white tape between our caravan and security. And there's a war. There's a war happening out there. And there was a war happening out there. When you listen to the radio, you know, there was another kneecapping. There was all the stuff that we didn't get back in Britain. You listen to local radio. But, yeah, we went down really well. The worst, I don't know what the worst was.
They all have good bits.
Yeah, like when my mum died and, like, you know, going back and forth and doing a show and stuff. That was difficult.
And there's been technical challenges on the way, and I just remember speaking to you.
Recklinghausen
time, and maybe Chris as well, and the Germans wanted stakes about half as long again as all the stakes that you have, didn't they?
Yeah. So we brought a new lot of stakes. A lot bigger, a lot harder to put in.
Do you still use them?
Yeah. That's what we use. We believed them. I think we adopted a philosophy where we went most of the time, like, you know, the French electrical inspection was better than anything in Germany and also Britain, but more amazing in Germany was French. And so we adopted that as standard, and it's worked wherever we've gone, you know. So we used the stakes that the Germans suggested. We used, We adopted best practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.